person who's very strong, can lift weights, something very heavy. What would you call him?
A weightlifter.
And you would say a weightlifter was very...
very strong.
Do you have any other term for a person who's very strong?
He has large muscles.
Uh-huh. One who's easy to get along with. Person who's very easy.
He's very young.
A person who always has a smile on his face, you say he's mighty...
very kind.
When a boy is in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say at that age he is awfully...
clumsy.
The person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he is plain...
crazy.
All right, do you have any other names for...
stupid.
Person who has money but will never spend a cent. What would you call it?
Stingy.
Mm-hmm. You have any other names for?
Close.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you would call anybody that is real tight fisted?
Not that I know of.
When you use a word common about a person, if you say that girl is very common, what would you mean?
I would mean she was careless of how she carried herself.
And all of the bed, dresser, chairs, everything in your house like that, what do you speak of it as?
Bedroom furniture.
All right. If a person is very different in what he does and the way he dresses so that he looks funny to other people, you might say he's not crazy, but he's...
his mind is not too good.
Like somebody you can't joke with and not have them get mad. They...
to you, lose their temper.
All right, you might say they're awfully...
awfully headstrong, high-tempered.
Did you ever say anybody was a touch-me-not or touchy?
Oh, that's not healthy, though. He's very touchy.
Yeah. Might tell someone if they're in a burning building, the best way to get out would be to keep...
keep running.
All right. If they don't get all upset, if they just keep
calm,
they'll be better off. If you had worn a pair of shoes until they came apart, you might say they are completely
worn out.
If you are told that a friend has been quite well, you hear that suddenly something has happened and she is ill, you say last night she
was doing fine.